Hi, this is Kevin Conroy, and you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
This is The Brain, and you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network. Yes!
Steve, do you hear that?
Heard what?
We're old, man!
How old?
We're 12! We're almost teenagers! Oh my god!
We're 12?
Yes, 12!
Six
and six!
When did that happen?
I don't know. But we're about to be canceled, too! Oh, no!
Canceled?
Yeah, we put too much audio in old shows. And the big music company is scared of us little people.
No, they're not scared of us. They just want their money.
Yeah. All right, folks. This is episode 201 of GeekCast Radio, and Steve and I are here celebrating 12 years of this podcast network. Holy shit.
Who'd have thunk it?
Not me. First of all, thank you to everybody who has ever listened, to the people that used to listen, to the people that still listen. It's been one hell of a ride, and we aren't done yet, but things are changing here at the GeekCast Radio Network because of the way that the podcast landscape is changing. So, and I am way too old for individual cartoon review shows anymore. I have like in the last year since, from the time when we did episode, I think it was episode 199, where we did the year end sort of thing for 2019. From that time until now in 2021, well, first of all, COVID-19 and all that. That's everybody mask up, everybody go get vaccinated, just do it. Yada, yada, yada. But, like, I spent a year without podcasting because my computer was in storage at the time. And it's like, holy crap, I feel like I've lost who I was.
Well, at the same time, things change so much.
Oh, yeah. Things change so much. And it's so creepy that it's just, like, you put one line of dialogue in a podcast and, oh, crap! I don't know. It's just one of those things, but I have nothing but appreciation for anyone that has ever listened to us, anyone that has ever emailed or sent things in, sent submissions to us, anyone who has ever donated to me or us or whatever work or, you know, as, you know. Thank you to everybody, because without you guys, even though I do this for myself and to talk with Steve and all the other friends that we've made in the past 12 years, I still want listener interaction. I still want listener feedback. And my podcast approach at this point is completely shifting. I do not want to sit here. And as much as I am, as proud as I am of what we've done with the review shows in the past, I do not want to sit here and review a 130-episode cartoon series anymore. I kind of like doing the whole interview thing with whether it's podcast approach on Studio 2009, asking people about podcasting, whether it's the origin stuff with the Pullbag or Tooncast or other shows that we're doing. Toycast. I never thought I'd bring Toycast back. Never. I had no inclination to do so. And then I started talking to some people, and we got an idea, and it's coming back.
Which is funny, because it died at episode 99.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And now...
7 years later.
Here we are.
Yep, 7 years later. I have episodes 100 through episode 103 recorded, edited, and uploaded, ready to go There will be a new toy cast. I'm stealing your day. There will be a new toy cast every Friday from now until whatever happens next. And for those that don't know, for those that are just listening to this episode, back in the day when we started the network, at first we were like, oh, we should do a show that has everything all in one. And then I was like, what if I want feedback from different people that listen to different things? We should have multiple shows that cover each individual topic. A yep. movie show, a cartoon show, a comic show, even though the comic show didn't come until 2013. You know, this show, or that show, or whatever show. And ToyCast was the toy show. And ToyCast at the time, in 2009, when it started, June 11th, 2009, I started it with Pia, the goddamn Proto Man, and the late, great Optimus Scourge. Optimus Scourge, a.k.a. Gary Clark, one of the best dudes I've ever known. Sadly, he passed in 2011. And ToyCast lasted 3 years after he passed, and I just... It just kept hitting me. Every year on the anniversary of Gary's death, should I keep doing this? Have I faded? And at that point in 2013, 2014, I had gotten to the point where in 2011 or 2012, I had sold off my toy collection. So I'm like, I don't know if I really want to still do this. And it's been 7 years. And the idea was... from a GCRN award-winning podcast. When we did the GCRN awards, I think it was year two or year three. I forget when Toy World Order won. But anyway, Toy World Order, who is Jason Duvall and David Draper, they have a podcast called Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles, and they talk toys and they talk things and whatever. I like their rapport and... You know, Jason I knew from That New Toy Smell, along with Pixel Dan and everything else. So, you know, they have a show and they have a group on Facebook for all their fans. One of their fans, who is actually used to be almost a neighbor of mine in Illinois when I lived there, said something about he wanted to create a toy crimes police department. Now, first things first, I have the utmost respect for police officers, detectives, all that stuff. Anyone that does that job, I have the utmost respect for them, as long as they're doing it properly and correctly and by the law and everything else. This is not in any way, shape, or form, and we are still working on getting the idea ready for ToyCast. We haven't even done anything with it yet. Toy Crimes Police Department, and basically we would decide what toy, like... I'm going to go take this Beast Wars Megatron and put it in the ladies' lingerie section, like basically hiding toys and going back and buying them. Or scalping is a crime, folks, in my personal opinion. Obviously you buy a toy, you take it home, you take that toy, you know, you put the wrong toy and return it kind of thing. And it was just this funny thing. And we were like, oh, this is going to be a blast. And that's kind of how ToyCast kind of had its resurgence. And then before the idea was fully settled, and we still haven't fully settled it, obviously, but I was like, ooh, what if we bring Origins and we get the toy stories of any and all toy fans that we can? Now, over on All Things Transformers, we have Origins for Transformers fans, which is somewhere between 25 and 30 questions. On the pull bag, it's 25 questions about how you got into or out of reading comics on ToyCast, and I'm preparing you now for this. 42 is the answer to everything, right? There are 42 questions for ToyCast Origins of how you got into or out of toy collecting.
Okay, so am I answering that at some point?
Yeah, oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely you will be a guest on it. My buddy Joe Reed will be a guest on it. Optimus Solo is going to be a guest. I'm going to have all kinds of people come on the show. But it's literally, like, as I'm trying, because, again, I was just copy-pasting the pullbag one, and I was trying to cater it to toys, and then Josh and my other co-host, A. Das Baron, who has done the Masters of the Universe comic stuff with me on the pullbag, was like, oh, what if we ask this? What if we ask this this way? What if we... And the questions just kept coming, and I'm like, oh, crap. So, yeah, that's what's been going on in the last few years of our 12-year history. We've got a new Top 100 coming out soon. We're going to be recording soon for that, hopefully. The Top 100 Transformers characters. And from what Optimus Solo has told us, it is probably the most statistic-heavy countdown we've done to date. We have done, in 12 years, 6 countdowns. In total, of the 6 that we have published, from animated series, animated films, animated characters, villains, I did not count the top 50 video game thing, but basically all the top 100s that we've done, top 100 TV, top 100, whatever else it was. In total, I don't have the exact hour second down, but or minute second down. Our top 100 countdowns add up to just under 78 hours of content.
Insane.
You say insane, sir?
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's insane. Anything you want to say about what we've learned in the last 12 years?
Don't put music in your podcast.
There is that.
Because what amounts to is you get takedown notices, and then you have to go back in your backlog and edit hundreds of episodes.
That's the problem with being around for 12 years. We have thousands of podcasts.
Yeah, we're idiots.
Well, there is that. I mean, there's no denying that. In the upcoming episode where I talk to my new co-host Josh the Floorburger, when I asked him his origins, he's like, one of the questions in there is kind of a deep. You know, I try to get some sort of emotional response out of the questions, kind of thing. And he's like, "Oh, we're getting deep here." And the first thing I said was, "Yeah, I'm no Freud. I'm more of a fraud than anything else." Man, a lot has changed in 12 years. When we started, and even before we started, the podcast landscape really didn't start until 2005, 2004, 2005 kind of thing. And it was a very slow start, but ever since, I want to say, 2011, 2012, in the last decade, it has just become a booming business.
Podcasting's become quite a interesting duck, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see it blowing up the way it is now, but unfortunately, if you're one that's been around for a long time, even if you're decently known,
because
I wouldn't say we're like 100% well known, because we're not famous. But I feel like we've stuck in the podcasting industry pretty well over the last 12 to 15 years. And despite everything, yeah, we're still learning too. But because of the boom in 2016, it's also buried us quite a bit too.
Yeah, there's no more reveal Maurice LaMarche's voicing a character, get picked up by some no-name site, get picked up by IGN, and then you're gangbusters, sadly for us. I still enjoy doing it. I still enjoy the recordings. I may complain about 15-hour editing sessions, but for me, the reason why I do the process of editing the way I do it is because I want to make sure I'm a single folk. I cannot multitask. In 12 years that we've been online, 2 years ago, as of May 6th, I had to have brain surgery. The doctor said about a half inch away from my brain just popping out of my skull. What I had was hydrocephalus, which is essentially buildup of spinal fluid in the brain. They went in, they drained it. No, I don't have a shunt in me yet. Hopefully I won't need a shunt in me. I like robots. I don't need robot parts in me. Thank you. But like that has severely changed. That is why I have changed kind of like I want to shift my focus into more of discussions, question and answer, like starting discussions that way versus trying to sit here and do research and spend all this time getting a topic together and then talking about it and just doing it the way we used to do it. I just want to have a conversation with my friends about whatever it is, whether it's toys, whether it's cartoons, whether it's whatever. And I have kind of found this style that I have now of, like I said, even though we were doing the whole old man skit at the beginning of this, you know, normally I'll be like, hello and welcome to insert whatever show name it is here. I am, of course, TFGU and Mike. Joining me is... and then whoever, Steve, Kevin, Michael, whoever it is. And then I quiet down and talk like this, and I find a way to just go with the flow. Most of the time I'm not looking at anything. We are still doing some review shows, like we have the Phineas and Ferb podcast organization without a cool acronym show, and I do look at the Phineas and Ferb wiki for that kind of thing. But in general, I am just like sitting here talking. Like, I'm not really trying to do too many other things, because if I do, I will get distracted very easily. And you do not want a distracted podcast host, folks. It does not sound good. I am dreading editing episode 85 and 86 of Palka.
Gee, I wonder why.
Well, it's not because of the music or anything like that. I just kind of... like, zoned out during the recording. Like, I'm in another world somewhere.
What's funny is I've done that, too. There were points where I was playing Star Trek Online.
You don't do that anymore. At least not while you're podcasting.
No, not while I'm podcasting. I actually only play it every now and again, but it's more so when they have a reason for me to actually turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's yeah.
So this is just a quick little episode, folks. Just want to say thank you to everybody once again for listening. If you've just started listening to us, if you've been a long time fan like Tim Silvers or Scanner 51 or anyone else, when I released episode 99.5 of ToyCast, where Josh and I did our first episode together talking about, the Kane County Chicago Toy Show. I posted the episode and somebody I don't even know is like, whoa, this podcast is back. And I'm like, yup. I thought I'd never see ToyCast come back. I'm like,
wow. Well, people were excited.
One person was. I don't know if that person is still going to listen. Hopefully he will. And that's what I'm hoping with bringing ToyCast back and with this new thing we'll be doing with it. We are still going to do display case, so we are still going to have episodes where I pick a toy, you pick a toy, whomever is on the show with me. Most likely it'll be Josh and Adas Baron. Like, we each pick a toy, we each talk about the... there'll still be those episodes like there used to be. But with the interview thing, it's like, I can... there are so many toy fans I've made friends with over these last 12 years that I can talk to and, you know, have a discussion and put out weekly content talking about toys without having to go into some of the negative aspects of toy collecting. Oh boy. Oh, the toy landscape has just gotten so, since ToyCast went off the air in 2014. Oh boy. The last 7 years have not been good luck for the toy industry.
No, they have not, especially with scalpers.
Yeah, with scalpers, but there's also, there's just so many other things going, oh my god. Some of the things I've seen recently, holy crap. But anyway, is there anything you would like to say? Is there anything, any anything you want to say to the listeners before I close this little thank you 12-year celebration thing out?
I don't think so. I think that we definitely have a lot of new things and new ideas coming.
Mm-hmm.
As time permits, of course, we'll get other features and things working. But just stay tuned for some new stuff that we're working on over the next year.
Yep. We are back. We are going to unleash the geek in all of you. And you'll be hearing from us soon here on the GeekCast Radio Network. 12 years online. Holy shnikes.
Hey, Tara Strong here, and you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
I know. I'm already editing everything.
I know you are, and I appreciate it. Trust me, for someone who has edited everything, most everything, for the last X number of years, I get it. Dude, I get it. And trust me, it is not going unappreciated. I'm not asking you to edit. I'm just asking, are you in the mood to celebrate the fact that we've managed to survive 12 fucking years?
No, I know. I was just...
Yeah, I know.
What's your elevation there?
I don't know. Hold on. Let me Google it. Google. What is the elevation of Vancouver, Washington?
The elevation of Vancouver is 171 feet.
171 feet.
That's lower than Michigan. The lower you are, the hotter it is.
This is Phil Lamar, and you are listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.